Me too. It's a pleasure to be with you. I speak in English. English is being the universal language in all the world, so we have to use it now for everything, not only Italian or Portuguese. Portuguese is the seventh language in all the world, instead of a small country. But we are big in ideas. Now, with confronted with this challenge from Cristina, certainly that a German will not be able to change his position and make in 5 minutes what I spent in a lot of hours for being here with you.
Ma troverete bella.
Yes. Well, for these 5 minutes, what I will choose for speak to you? And after seeing all these presentations and your concerns, are they different from my country? Not. They are not different. Perhaps we have more challenge nowadays. But they are different from all Europe. No, they are not different. That's an interesting thing that we have to point. This course that you just made and present a profile, certainly that every institution, public in, administration in Europe will have to proceed with that kind of profile. That's a thing. Of course that we have challenges. And the words that I will choose for this presentation in 5 minutes, it's have a world that is surrounding us with several influences, several scenarios that we have to look, that the public administration leaders must be concerned. Water missing, poverty, scenarios of technology, not all the time. When you put on those kinds that a leader must have concern with people, that's the most important thing. We are working with people. We are not working with bureaucracy. That's one the words that I will choose. Influences, scenarios. We must be able to be challenged for the future. Now, the second level is Europe. Community of states. Different states. Different ideas, but a strong position on different ideas. If we have leadership in Europe. I know it's a Portuguese that is now, yes. But are we having the leadership that nowadays is really necessary to defeat our challenges? It's a confront that we must have in all public administrations, in all sectors, and in all countries. So perhaps we have to think about a general profile that must be international and transnational, that must speak with all other ones, not only for our needs in our countries, but for Europe. And now comes the idea of the projects that Professor Di Paolo speaks. It is important. It is a unique solution that Europe presents, and lots of million of euros put it in projects. So we must be smart and intelligent using this money. It's a lot of money. But are we using it in an intelligent way? Or just using it in my country, in your country, in the other country, and spread the money? Not in a general idea that we must have for these kind of projects, and especially for public administration. Now, that's another idea, to work in project, to work in networks, not only in individual way. Now, the third one, technology. I'm looking to you. You're looking to me. Perhaps most of us are already aged, we have to face that technology is coming for the new generation. And when we speak to Facebook, for instance, ladies and women are mostly in the Facebook than men. And the general director in Italy and in Portugal and in France are men, women. It's another challenge that we have to face. Women, in my association, the president is now a woman, you know. So we have to change that also. That's another idea. Are we ready for that change? No, we are not ready for that change. And when I speak to my colleagues in my association as human resources directors, I say to them, but are you different from the men? Are you acting in a different way from the men? Are you saying that in your position, you're looking for me, are you saying that you are different from a man? No. We must have a different way of doing things, like women. Now, that's important to speak about technology, because it's coming, and we have to face that from 2013. We have an agenda, digital agenda, coming to Europe. But why? Why we have a digital agenda in Europe? I have answer to you why. And lots of million of euros in a digital agenda. And we will start in Brussels next month speaking about what will be the objectives of the digital agenda. Why? Because we are losing for Asia. We are losing for the United States. And we want to be the biggest economy in all the world. We want to be number ones in environment conditions. How can we do that with people that are not using technology in a proper way? So, third word, technology. Now comes the solutions for any profile. That's come to the right point and say, what can I have in your discussion? For certainly, I will choose. Let's look to this picture. What comes to you? What comes to you? Barack Obama. Okay, Barack Obama. But it's why this? I bring this for Barack Obama? Look at the people, not to Barack Obama. Look at the people. What are they doing? What are they doing? They are taking pictures. What? For the family? No. To share. Put on the Facebook. To put on the LinkedIn. To put everywhere. I want that everyone to know where am I. So in public administration, on our profiles, we have to think about people. I want to be there, but I want to be known and recognized. Is that on our profiles? In America, yes. In Asia, perhaps. Europe, we are not able to do this. To get the right people, recognize it, and the qualifications. Yes, I think. Maybe another word. Connectivity. That's a new word, quite a new word. Invented by George Siemens from Canada. He's bringing to us that no one learns if he is not connected. Sergio says, we must have a network. What are we doing here in the forum? Yes, networking. Meeting people. Different ways. What he's saying is that we don't be able to learn if we are not connected to any other one. So the different idea of learning of my time, your time, that I learned through the books is no longer really. So learning is differently now and in different positions and in different systems, not in classrooms. Someone said about formal qualifications. No. The discussion for Europe for the next years, how are we certificating informal learning and non-formal learning? I give you an example. You are here. You get a certificate? Yes? You get a certificate from this forum? Perhaps that you have been here? No? No? So that's non-formal certification. Perhaps you learn more in this day than in 1 week in a classroom. It depends on the teacher. Yes. We never know. So we have to think about this, because the discussion in Europe for the next years will be about certification on informal and non-formal competencies. So we have to introduce also this project. And finally, communicate, collaborate, and also discuss. It's a very good thing that we have in the South regions to discuss, and put all the time in discussion everything, yes. But perhaps we must also change some parts and say, well, we have enough discussion, now we have to do it. Well, I don't agree. Yes, but we have to do it. The discussion was last week. Now we have to do it. And to prove after doing it that it was not the better way to do it afterwards. So maybe the southern countries have to change some process in their mind. Collaboration will be also a key word in public administrations. Last month we discussed in our Institute of Administration with lots of people in the intermediary level. And one conclusion that came is about partnerships. How can we do it in partnerships? And I think that you present a figure, an interesting figure. It is someone that can be leader or a public leader, a general director that is not in position in the moment, but can lead a project. It's quite an interesting figure, because we need people to lead new projects and to make the change. And these partnerships need some people acting on their positions, on the moments, on the regions. And we don't have that feature, because we are stricted with our hierarchy. Well, for me, it's all about change. That's why Obama comes at the first, because it's the same word, and it's the same challenge. We have to face the change that is coming to Europe every day, everywhere, and every time. Thank you.